Late last week, the Federal Bureau of Prisons announced 18 inmates at the immigrant prison in Baldwin are sick with COVID-19. More than a dozen Northlake Correctional Facility employees are also infected. Now, the number of cases inside the prison has doubled in the 3 weeks since the outbreak was first reported. Inmates say there are many more that aren't being tested or treated. Interlochen Public Radio's Taylor Wisner has been covering this story, and she joins me now. Good morning, Taylor.
Hi, Dan.
Taylor, so what do we know about the spread of coronavirus in this prison?
Well, transparency at this prison has been really hard to get through. For weeks, IPR has asked the prison operator and the Bureau of Prisons, which oversees the prison, for information about the outbreak there. But we haven't been able to get really any information until last Friday. That's on top of a nonprofit that worked with over 55 families and sent letters to the Department of Justice asking for help too. So we only just found out on Friday how many actual cases there are, and we haven't been able to get much beyond that. Between calls from IPR with inmates and family members and also this advocacy group, No Detention Centers, we've heard from inmates that say that there are many people in the prison that are sick and aren't getting treatment. They are stuck in their cells for 23 hours a day, some coughing, some having lost their sense of smell, you know, symptoms that do correspond with the coronavirus. Although it seems the only way these inmates are being tested to see if they have it is if they exhibit a high fever. I heard one story of a man that collapsed in his cell after waiting 5 hours to, you know, begging for treatment, and he was taken away, and other inmates haven't heard where he's been since. So the inmates have started a hunger strike on Friday. They're demanding that all the prisoners be tested so that they can protect themselves.
Taylor, any idea of how many inmates are protesting at this point?
Well, from what we've been able to find out, there's at least one unit and possibly hundreds of inmates. This is a quite large prison. It has over 1,500 inmates there, many of which were actually transferred recently. A prison in California had closed down at the end of April, and from some accounts we've heard from inmates, hundreds of prisoners, a few hundred, we don't know the exact number, were shipped from that prison here to Northlake. It seems an odd time to ship inmates with the pandemic running its course through the country. And the Bureau of Prisons actually has a policy that says they shouldn't be doing that right now, except for a few exceptions. I asked the Bureau of Prisons if this was an exception. They didn't specifically reply to that. And from my understanding, transfers between prisons are not an exception. So it's hard to understand why they would do that right now, especially with the fact there was no outbreak in the California prison, and now there is one at Northlake. So it seems a dangerous time to move prisoners.
Taylor, real quick, remind me who again is serving time at Northlake. You've said it's an immigrant prison.
Right. So it's a federal prison that's overseen by the Bureau of Prisons, but it's run by a private company. It's called Geo Group. They're a private prison, and that's led to a lot of issues, like I mentioned, about transparency. Geo Group has refused to answer any questions about how it's caring for its prisoners, saying that that falls to the Bureau of Prisons because those prisoners are in their care. But the Bureau of Prisons, they also refuse to answer questions. They say that needs to be directed to Geo Group. So it's left family members really concerned. They haven't been able to find out much and has led to this hunger strike.
Taylor, we've got about a minute left, but what is Geo Group saying about all of this? It sounds like there's a lot going on.
Yeah, so they have released a little bit of information. They have told us about a number of staff members that have become infected, some of whom have recuperated and come back to work. They also say that any of the inmates that were exposed to employees who tested positive are being monitored by medical staff following CDC guidelines. But they won't say how many that is or how many inmates are being checked on their health at this time. And they aren't saying how many can get access to testing or will be tested. They do say that the facility is taking precautions, cleaning regularly, giving access to hand washing and soap. And they're frequently updating the Bureau of Prisons and the Health Department to ensure the health and safety there.
IPR's Taylor Wisner with the latest on the developing situation with inmates at the Northlake Correctional Facility in Baldwin. Taylor, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me.
And you're listening to Interlochen Public Radio.